Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, let's see. What's on our agenda today, Terry? We've got kind of a mishmash again, right?
Somewhat. Some of it's about hot dogs.
Excuse me?
Summer's coming up. Going to have hot dogs.
Oh, I'm going to smack you so bad. All right, you're on. Hot dogs. How do we keep our dogs cool?
Well, it was really about the dog days of summer is where I was going with that.
All right.
It was still funny. The look on your face was priceless. They should have seen it.
Oh, I'm so glad this is radio.
Yeah.
All righty.
So one of the things I was reading recently was on your summer barbecues. And
okay.
I had not thought about some of the things that can be harmful to your pet.
Oh, good grief. Me? I hadn't even thought about that piece of summer, no.
A lot of barbecues starting already. It's still May, but...
What can hurt the poochies?
Charcoal briquettes.
If they eat them?
If they eat them, they can get stuck in the stomach, can cause vomiting, can cause diarrhea, can cause surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
And
who would have thunk?
I didn't. I had no idea, but I, you know.
Boy, that's a good warning one.
That's
a good
warning.
So don't let the kids eat your charcoal, the two-legged or the four-legged kind.
Probably best if they both skip.
Right.
The other thing that was interesting was corn on the cob. I hadn't thought about that. The cob piece, the dogs get it stuck in their intestines.
You're kidding me.
Oh, that's what the article said. I haven't experienced it personally, but
wow. And I, guys, here's the thing that I've seen, and apparently farm dogs are a whole different breed apart, because I've seen farm dogs go pick their own corn off the stalk and eat the entire thing. But I do think they have special stomachs that allow them to pretty much eat anything.
I would suspect it depends on the dog a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, so
just be careful.
Be aware of it. Yeah.
So, but other than that, we have a hodgepodge of stuff, yes.
Okay, cool. So onward with the hodgepodge.
Well, there was an interesting article in this past month's Modern Dog magazine.
Okay.
On canine superfoods, so canine cancer superfoods.
Okay.
Well, they're largely the same ones they recommend for humans.
Right.
Which are blueberries, green tea, turmeric, and fish oil, as well as lots of fresh green vegetables.
So, is the fish oil any specific kind of fish oil, or just fish oil caplets in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Omega-3s is what they're trying to get into your dog or yourself.
Okay, and so when you take a break for a cup of tea in the afternoon, you invite your dog?
It seems to be that, according to the article, they're actually feeding just the dried tea leaves, mixing it into sort of
food.
A mash and feed them to the dogs.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking notes, actually, while you're talking, because, you know, I want my fur kids to have superfoods. So, blueberries are about to be in season, so
yeah,
it sounds like
in.
Something we should all be throwing in with our dog's food, fresh blueberries.
Yeah, if you can find them, get them local, otherwise they're coming out of God knows where, but,
yeah.
You know, that's a different interview.
Oh, yeah, that's a different episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is kind of going sideways from that, but it's something to feed your dogs. I saw a little article about dogs who get car sick, and I get asked, what can I do for my dog in that scenario fairly often. The only thing I'd heard in the past was give him a couple of ginger snap cookies, and I'm not real sure how effective that is. But this article said that you can buy fresh ginger, you chop it up, you use a half teaspoon for every 30 pounds of dog, and you fold that ginger into some cream cheese and feed it a half an hour before you start your drive. And I think that would be worth a try if you have a dog who gets a tummy ache.
Yeah, that seems like that'd be really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty natural, and what if it works? It's such a simple thing.
Yeah, so, I would bet it does work.
So give it a shot, guys, and let us know if you do and it works. Yeah, we really want to know that it does.
Yeah, actually, it would be interesting. Neither one of my dogs get car sick, so.
None of the five that we have at the house do either, so
yeah.
We're very lucky in
yeah.
that. Okay, what else?
Well, some interesting product reviews, and you and I were talking a little bit about some of the composting stuff that's out there.
Okay, and until Terry told me this, I never heard of it, and I think it's way cool. Go, Terry.
Yeah, they're composting dog waste, and they're using it as fertilizer for plants.
We finally, folks, have a use for dog poop.
Yep, and it's better than putting in the landfill.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, and if you have multiple dogs, you know the quantity that you get.
Yeah, large amounts of poo.
Oh, man. So they're special little composters, huh?
Yeah, well, the one here that triggered the conversation is a small, looks like a one or two dog type composter, mm-hmm. but they make very large ones for, like, shelters and kennels and that type of stuff. So,
wow.
Again, it has to go on flowering plants. They don't recommend it for food product, but... You know, I don't know. I don't know how much they've tested that, or they're just saying
being safe.
Being safe, yeah.
There's
a variety of different types out there. This one's a relatively small one. Put it out on your patio, and
how cool is that?
I think it's kind of slick. It's something
because it's
like
just another natural thing to be able to do, and you know, why not? I've got to believe the nutrients then going into the plants would be great.
You would think.
I mean, I feed my dogs good stuff. You do, too. Yeah. So what comes out is probably pretty good for the
still,
plants.
Still some good left.
Yeah, man. Very cool, Terry.
Well, another alternative to that is called the doggy dew drain. I wish we had a camera rolling today because this is just too funny. The looks that come up on your feet.
The doggy dew drain.
And it's an outside little pipe that goes direct into the sewer. So you have to have a plumber put it in, unless you're a real do-it-yourselfer. And basically, you scoop it up, you drop it in the drain, and you put the cover back on. So it drops right into the same city sewer works, goes to the treatment plant.
Oh, that's brilliant, too. Wow.
Other than expensive, I think. I would bet that's cost, well, the drain itself is $45, and then it's, $1,000 to have installed.
Probably, yeah. So, but it's a great concept.
It is, because in the picture they have here... It's right in the garden, so they can just it's kind of hidden. It's blue in color. It
Very
blends
cool.
in. It's kind of slick. Now, staying with the poo theme, we seem to be on.
Yes.
I'm not sure I really like these, but this is the indoor dog potties that look like grass.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that for potty training dogs. So tell me what you know.
Very little. I've seen them on TV. Okay. I've seen them in the magazines. It looks like it's a large rubber mat that's mm-hmm. about an inch deep that mm-hmm. can collect the liquids. There's little fingers that stick up, and then there's green astroturf that goes across the top.
Okay, so it's astroturf. Okay. Now tell me what the company name is, the folks who make it.
This particular one we're looking at is the PortableDogPotty.com, but I think there's a number of companies that make them.
Okay, because I'm just really interested in this because when you're potty training a puppy, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right to use pee pads and newspaper because that's not what you're training them to go on outside. And something like this, I think, is a really good concept. And in fact, Ian Dunbar talked about using AstroTurf, real sod, in something like the biggest kitty litter box.
Yeah.
That you can find. So that's why I'm curious about it. So I'm going to do a little more research on this. But it's one possibility.
I think for potty training, I like it.
Yeah.
What I've seen them sold as on TV is alternative to taking the dog out. So if you live in an apartment, you put this down, you train the dog to do its business on it. I would use it in an emergency.
Right. But it's not the best answer.
The dog wants to get out.
Yeah. And... giving yourself the excuse that you don't have to any longer because Fido poops on his AstroTurf. not good. The whole idea is that you exercise you and your dog together outdoors. Okay.
One last poop thing.
I didn't know there were that many. Wow, poop things in today's episode.
This I actually think is kind of stupid, but... Okay, I think it's really stupid.
But let's say it anyway.
It's called poop freeze. So if you...
Is this poop sickles?
Well, it is after you use the product. It's if your dog...
This has got to be good.
It's just ridiculous. If you don't like the softness of the dog's waste when you go to pick it up in a bag or whatever, you can pre-freeze it. With this stuff that's, it's CFC free at least. It's an aerosol spray and it just freezes the poops and pick it up as frozen.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm
not kidding. It's right here. It's $11 a can.
Oh my God. People, you don't pick the doggy poop up in your bare hands. Anyhow, you use a poopy bag, like a gloved hand. That's just silly.
I Well, that's what I think, but they're making $11 a can on this stuff.
So I guess somebody doesn't think it's silly.
They're selling to Paris Hilton. I don't know.
You know what? I bet you're right.
That's the people they're buying it.
Yeah.
More money than brains.
Oh, man. But they can hire somebody to pick up the poop, you know?
Yeah, she didn't walk her dog, no way.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We digress.
Hey, babe. Boy, did we. It was a very poopy part of this episode. So what else, Terry?
Well, I don't know. I lost my marker page in my notes.
Ruh-roh. Okay.
We do have one more thing, though. It's not poop related, but
okay.
It's on an interesting conference coming up in Georgia.
What is it?
It's called Bark World. And I'm going to see if we can get a hold of the people that are putting it together, do an actual interview. But it's the concept of it is talking about dogs and animals in general that are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and that type of stuff, and how that community is built and grown, and ways to promote through that. And as you
the
and
whole
I talk,
social media thing.
Yeah, yeah, we built everything for Bark Radio through social media.
Absolutely.
So it looks like a neat event specific to this. I know there's some other ones that are happening around the U.S. I don't think they're related, but it seemed like an interesting event.
Yeah, and we'll kind of look into these kinds of things. And yeah, I think we should start trying to interview some of the folks involved in putting them together. And so we can really know who they're for and just encourage folks to attend these things. Because communicating with each other, I think, is such a huge part of what's good for our critters. You know, knowledge is power, and we can all do better for our dogs.
Yeah.
And sharing information is one way to make that happen. All right.
That's all I've got.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right, we'll see you, folks.
Bye, guys.